This is Dr. Indigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Julian David Rocha Torres. Date of birth, May the 6th, 2022. Case ID number is 546-7106. Date of exam, June the 29th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a functional report dated 2022 for pediatric. Informant is the mother, Andrea Torres. Identifying information. This is a 1 year, 1 month old male who presented to my office with his mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of deformed bilateral feet and foot surgery. The claimant is presently 13 months old and lives with his mother at home in a trailer home where the mother cares for the child every day. She does have two other siblings that she also cares for. The mother is married by common law to the father, and the father is working as a construction worker at this time. They have a stable relationship, however, they are not married at this time, and the claimant is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, deformed bilateral feet / foot surgery. History of allegations. Number one, deformed bilateral. The mother states that when the claimant was born, he was born with deformed bilateral feet and had a inward toe gait. He was diagnosed with inward toeing, and x-rays were performed to evaluate his condition at birth. At 2 months of age, the claimant had an Achilles tendon release bilaterally to correct the problem. He has had approximately 10 months of physical therapy and has been placed in orthopedic type shoes and a brace that he uses daily and at night. The mother states that the arthrosis does cause pain, and he does sometimes cry when he has the shoes on. The claimant is presently unable to walk. He can stand for two minutes if holding on to a chair or another solid object. The claimant is able to crawl at this time and sit up by himself. He is able to squat down and bend over for a few seconds. The mother states that the claimant is right-handed dominant and uses the right hand to reach for different objects and to drink his bottle with the right hand. He does use both arms, but the mother states that he uses his left leg more than the right. He does like to play with toys, and he's very attentive and communicates very well with the parents and the other siblings at this time. The claimant does have a bilateral foot arthrosis that he uses with two small shoes. After the surgery, he was placed in a cast for approximately 1 month. Prior to the surgery, he was in cast for 2 months. He is presently on no medications at this time. And he sees Dr. Lambra for his orthopedic problems, and his pediatrician is Dr. Roberto Cervedo. The claimant appears to be very active, and he does move his legs frequently. He is progressing well with his physical therapy and is not scheduled for any further surgeries at this time. The mother states that the claimant has no headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, soiling, comma, bedwetting, day wetting for his age, comma, abnormal posture, comma, poor appetite, comma, or rash. He does have muscle weakness secondary to the problem that he has with his feet, which is a inward toeing of both feet. Activities of daily living. The claimant does receive physical therapy and has done so for the past 10 months and appears to be progressing well. He does occasionally complain of foot pain. He likes to play with his toys and his other siblings, and he interacts well with all family members. The child is not a loner. He does interact well with others, and occasionally he will fight with peers, adults, and his siblings, but he does like to play with them as well. The child is very talkative and plays a lot with a ball and appears to communicate very well with his mother at this time. He likes to eat large amounts of food. And as noted earlier, he interacts well with everybody. Developmental milestones. The claimant was not an easy-to-care-for infant the first year of life, secondary to having difficulty with pain in his feet and the need for therapy. The mother states that the baby sat alone without support at 6 months, crawled at 10 months, has not yet walked without support, and has said his first words at 9 months. He is only 13 months old and has not progressed in other areas. During the first year of life, the child cried frequently, had temper tantrums, enjoyed being held, comma, exploring the surrounding environment, comma, was active, comma, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking problems. The baby was sometimes irritable and had extreme. Rarely did the claimant have fear of new faces, was distractible, was unresponsive to discipline, comma, was destructive, comma, engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, or any other destructive behavior. Birth history. The mother states that she had no difficulty with her pregnancy. Her baby was born at Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance at the Woman's Hospital. She states she was in labor for 6 hours. The delivery was aided by instruments. and it was a one baby birth. No cesarean section was performed. The mother denies the claimant being blue at birth, comma, jaundice, comma, or needing oxygen at the time of birth. The baby was placed in an incubator initially, and the only thing wrong with the baby at birth was that he had inward towing of his feet. An orthopedic surgeon with expertise in pediatrics was called in to evaluate. The claimant's weight was 7 pounds, 2 ounces, and the mother states that he was approximately 20 inches long. The mother states that they stayed in the hospital for 2 days, as well as the claimant staying for 2 days. Past history, non-pertinent for infections. The baby did have, at 2 months of age, bilateral Achilles tendon release. And the baby is presently using bilateral foot arthrosis with 2 small shoes. The baby was placed in a cast for 2 months prior to surgery and for 1 month after surgery. The claimant appears to be doing fairly well. Social history. The claimant lives in a stable family home. There are 2 other children that live with them. He has 2 other brothers, one that's 4 years old and the other one's 7 years old, and they are normal and have no physical or mental problems. The parents of the claimant are not married, but are in a stable relationship and are common law together. The father is working. He's a construction worker and appears to have a stable job. They live in a trailer home at this time, and the claimant is not receiving disability benefits. No one in the family smokes tobacco. There is no one who has an alcohol problem. The mother denies any delirium tremors or seizures in any family members, including the claimant. Substance abuse, there is no one in the family that uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, there is no one in the family that has hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history, non-pertinent. There are no family members with any kind of congenital problems or any kind of medical problems at this time. Medications, none. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical exam. Temperature was 97.8 temperature Fahrenheit. Weight, 28 pounds. Height, 28 inches. BP 106/72 mmHg, heart rate 81 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, head circumference 48 centimeters dash 19 inches. Growth chart, the claimant is at the 50 percentile for his height according to his age, and he is also at the 50 percentile for his weight according to his age. General, the claimant is a 13-month, well-nourished and well-developed male and no acute distress. Could you please drop down to extremities? The claimant appears to have mildly small feet according to his body structure. There are two surgical scars at the Achilles tendon area, which are 2 centimeters and vertical in length, which appear to be well healed. There is no cyanosis or edema noted. The claimant is able to stand on his feet for a few minutes, and he is able to move all extremities at this time. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? Full range of motion of all joints, and there is some evidence of mild problems with the feet. The claimant was very active and no inflammation was noted. The claimant is able to stand for a few minutes, and he was still unable to walk on his heels, toes, but he did squat down and is able to sit up at this time. He is 13 months of age. Could you please drop down to assessment, clinical assessment? The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism and some mild problems noted with both feet where an Achilles tendon had to be released. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver, which is his mother. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. His general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis: bilateral foot tendon release of the Achilles tendon secondary to inward towing, appears to be doing better at this time, has received physical therapy for 10 months, and appears to be progressing well. He is able to stand for a few seconds. Prognosis, good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Julian David Rocha Torres.